When a person receives the Lord Jesus as his own Savior, the devil knows that he's lost that soul, that Christ has saved him and made him his own. That doesn't mean that Satan gives up. He starts in immediately to harass you and spoil everything that God has done for you so that you do not enjoy the things of God. And there's nothing much more miserable than a Christian unhappy and out of touch with the Lord. I found that one of the things which disturbs Christians more than almost anything else is failing to differentiate between our standing and our state. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We need to learn to try the things which differ, Philippians 1:10 says. Let's talk a little bit about our standing and our state. Now, what do we mean by these words? Well, first of all, by standing, I mean our position. You know what your standing is in the community. That, of course, may be an accident of just what people think, just your reputation. But ordinarily, it's based on something solid. You have a certain standing in the community. I think that our standing as a Christian has to do with our relationship. What is my relationship to God? Where do I stand in relationship to God? And so we might say that this is a fixed status. But now by state, we mean the condition in which a person is found. I have always been a son of the Waldens, but I have not always been a happy son. I have not always been an obedient son. I have not always been in fellowship. I have not always been enjoying the family circle. So you see, this matter of our condition and our fellowship with God may fluctuate. It changes. It goes up and down like the thermometer. Now, first of all, what is the standing of an unbeliever? What is the condition, as God sees it, of one who has never been born into God's family? Well, we're told in John 3:18, "He that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And in that same Gospel of John, in chapter 8, three times the Lord Jesus refers to those people who were still in their sins. Now, that was their standing. They still were in the position of one whose sins had not been forgiven, and God viewed them as being in that fallen state. Now, he tells us in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them, and they should be saved." And in Ephesians 2, and verse 1, he says, "And you hath he quickened, or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." Now that's the standing of an unbeliever. That's his relationship to God. He is dead, lost, blind, condemned in his sins. He may be religious. He may be even a Sunday school teacher, Sunday school superintendent, or a pastor. I preached for a good many years with a man who was a very successful preacher for quite some time before he was really born into God's family. Never had really been born again at all. So his standing was that of an unbeliever. Now, how can we get this changed? Well, someone says, I think you should turn over a new leaf and do better. Well, now that would be a better state, a better condition, but it wouldn't change in any sense your relationship to God. You can't join God's church. You can't join God's family. You can't become a child of God by doing better. The Lord Jesus said to a religious leader, Nicodemus, in the 3rd chapter of John, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, except a man be born again, or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now the new birth is a miracle, which takes place by the power of the Spirit of God, acting upon the Word of God in our souls. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you believe God's Word, the Spirit of God makes a new creation within you. That's why he says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, there is a new creation. And this is the new standing of believers in Christ. The 1st chapter of Ephesians is just filled with this. The 1st verse says, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. The end of verse 3 says that we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. And verse 4 says, he has chosen us in him. And so on, all down to that wonderful 1st chapter of Ephesians. Now to be in Christ, according to this passage and many others, is to be related to God in the person and worth and acceptance of his Son. When I receive the Lord Jesus Christ, God receives me in him. When I married, I was accepted by my wife's family in her. That is, in her standing. Because they loved her, they accepted me. Have you been accepted of God? Well, you say, I'm doing the best I can. I hope he'll accept what I've done. Oh, that isn't it. He says he hath made us accepted in the Beloved One. Accepted in Christ. And that's what gives us our safety. Because we're in Christ. Just as Noah and his family were safe because they were in the ark, so all who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ are safe in Christ. Part of our new standing is that we have a new life that we never had before. It's a state of life or death. I was dead in trespasses and in sins. When I received Christ as my Savior, I received the gift of God, which is eternal life. Now that isn't just an endless life in a happy state, but it's the life of God. I have God's kind of life. And this, of course, is unconditional, because the gift of God is eternal life, and it's unchanging, because he says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But you say, I'm not always happy. My experience has been that some days I'm up and some days I'm down. That's just what I want to talk about. That is your state. Your state is dependent on your confidence in God, for one thing. When you believe God, you're happy. And when you doubt God, you have all kinds of miserable doubts and fears and worries. Well, this is a matter of the state of your soul that particular day. I would say that our state depends on our confidence in God, but it depends on our self-judgment and confession. You see, when a Christian sins, he doesn't lose his eternal life, but he does lose his joy. He does lose fellowship. He does lose the smile of his Father's face because the Holy Spirit is grieved. And the only thing we can do is to turn to him in honest confession. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that's said to Christians, and that's what we ought to do. I would say that your state depends a good bit on how well fed you are. A hungry child is usually a cross child. Maybe you're a hungry Christian. Maybe you've been reading everything else except God's Word. Maybe you've been spending too much time in front of the TV. You haven't had any time to feed your soul. So, of course, you're not a very happy Christian. Or maybe you're just disobedient. The Lord has shown you something that he wants you to do, but you're holding out. You don't want to do it. So, you see, our state can be dependent on a number of things in our lives. Now, a right state will produce joy and contentment. You see, you may be in right standing, and you are, if you have received Christ as your Savior, and that'll never change. But at the same time, you can be a most unhappy Christian. David prayed to the Lord, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." He didn't say, "Restore my salvation." And if you're out of touch with the Lord, and you can look back to a time when you know that you definitely did accept Christ as your Savior, it may be that what you need to do is to get alone with the Lord and get some of these things set right, and then your joy will be restored. Now, thank God, our standing will never change. Our standing is perfect. Our standing is right. We have the same standing before God that the Lord Jesus has because we're accepted in Him. He's God's child, so are we when we receive Him. He has a right to pray and expect answers. So may we, because we pray in His name. Our standing is perfect. We couldn't ask for anything better. But our state is something else. Let me ask you this morning, what is your standing? Have you really been born into God's family? Have you really taken Christ as your Savior? If you haven't, why don't you do so right now? And then your standing will be right. But what about you Christians who are listening to me? How is our state today? It isn't what it ought to be, is it? We're not as happy as we ought to be. We're not as near to the Lord experimentally as we'd like to be. Then let's get before Him and get these things put right and bring our state up to our wonderful standing. Let's pray. We thank Thee, Father, for Thy Son. We thank Thee that He loved us and died for us, that He might make us Thy own. Now help us to enjoy fellowship with Thee. Help us to live for Thee. Bless all who have heard Thy word just now, we pray in our Savior's precious name. Amen.